والذين يتوفون منكم ويذرون أزواجا يتربصن بأنفسهن أربعة أشهر وعشرا فإذا بلغن أجلهن فلا جناح عليكم فيما فعلن في أنفسهن بالمعروف والله بما تعملون خبير.
When someone passes away and leaves behind a wife who is not pregnant, it is the duty of such a woman to wait for a period of 4 months and 10 days in which she must not leave the husband's home, beautify herself or get married. Once this period ends, there is no blame on their guardians if these women do these actions, which were previously prohibited during the waiting period, as long as it is done in a manner acceptable to society and the sacred law. Allah is well aware of what you do. None of your private or public actions are concealed from him, and he will reward you for them.
ولا جناح عليكم فيما عرضتم به من خطبة النساء أو أكننتم في أنفسكم علم الله أنكم ستذكرونهن ولكن لا تواعدوهن سرا إلا أن تقولوا قولا معروفا ولا تعزموا عقدة النكاح حتى يبلغ الكتاب أجله واعلموا أن الله يعلم ما في أنفسكم فاحذروه واعلموا أن الله غفور حليم.
There is no sin on you if you hint to your desire to propose to a woman who is still in her waiting period after a divorce or after the death of her husband. For example, a person may say, "When your waiting period is over, let me know." There is also no sin on you if you keep this desire to yourselves. Allah knows that you will mention them because of your strong desire to marry, so He has allowed you to give a hint without being open. Beware of secretly making any promise to marry them whilst they are still in their waiting period. However, you may give a hint to them in the manner that is acceptable, but do not confirm the marriage contract in the period of waiting. Know that Allah is aware of what is in your hearts, so be mindful of Him and do not go against His instruction. Know that Allah forgives to the person who repents to Him, and that He is tolerant and does not often quickly punish.
لا جناح عليكم إن طلقتم النساء ما لم تمسوهن أو تفرضوا لهن فريضة ومتعوهن على الموسع قدره وعلى المقتر قدره متاعا بالمعروف حقا على المحسنين.
There is no sin on you if you divorce your wives with whom you have entered into marriage before you have sexual intercourse with them and before you fix a dowry for them. If you must divorce them in such a situation, they will not be entitled to any dowry from you, but they must be given something that they will enjoy to make it easy on their feelings. This must be done by both a rich and a poor man according to their means. This gift is binding on those who wish to do good in their actions and dealings.
وَإِن طَلَّقْتُمُوهُنَّ مِن قَبْلِ أَن تَمَسُّوهُنَّ وَقَدْ فَرَضْتُمْ لَهُنَّ فَرِيضَةً فَنِصْفُ مَا فَرَضْتُمْ إِلَّا أَن يَعْفُونَ أو يعفو الذي بيده عقدة النكاح وأن تعفوا أقرب للتقوى ولا تنسوا الفضل بينكم إن الله بما تعملون بصير.
If you divorce your wives with whom you have entered into marriage before having sexual intercourse with them, and you had fixed the amount of the dowry, you will have to pay half of this amount to them, unless they give up this right of theirs, or the husband wishes to pay the full dowry. To give up your right is closer to mindfulness. Do not forget to show kindness and compassion to one another in matters of rights. Allah sees what you do, so try to do what is best to earn His reward. Beneficial points. A waiting period is established for a widow in which she is not permitted to beautify herself or get married for a period of 4 months and 10 days. A proposal may not be made to a woman while she in the waiting period, but a hint of the desire to marry her may be given without any clear mention of it. This applies even if the woman has been divorced by her husband 3 times. A believer is aware that Allah is watching him, and this makes him mindful of Allah and stops him from going against His sacred law. If a man divorces his wife before consummation of the marriage, he must give her half of the fixed dowry. If there was no fixed dowry, he must give her a gift that she is happy with. Dealings between spouses and relatives should be in an acceptable manner based on forgiveness and pardon.
حافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى وقوموا لله قانتين.
Guard your prayers by fulfilling them completely, as Allah has instructed. In particular, guard the middle prayer, which is the Asr, afternoon prayer, and stand before Allah in submission and devotion.
فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ فَرِجَالًا أَوْ رُكْبَانًا فَإِذَا أَمِنْتُمْ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَمَا عَلَّمَكُمْ مَا لَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْلَمُونَ.
If you face danger from an enemy or any other danger, and you are not able to offer the prayer completely, then pray whilst walking or riding, on camels, horses, or in any way you can. If the danger has gone, remember Allah as He has taught you, remembering Him in the most complete manner within the prayer. Also, remember Him for His having taught you guidance and given you light, which you were previously unaware of.
وَالَّذِينَ يُتَوَفَّوْنَ مِنْكُمْ وَيَذَرُونَ أَزْوَاجًا وَصِيَّةً لِأَزْوَاجِهِمْ مَتَاعًا إِلَى الْحَوْلِ غَيْرَ إِخْرَاجٍ فَإِنْ خَرَجْنَ فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِيمَا فَعَلْنَ فِي أَنفُسِهِنَّ مِنْ مَعْرُوفٍ وَاللَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ.
Those of you that pass away leaving behind wives must make a bequest for them to be provided with accommodation and maintenance for a period of 1 year in which your heirs may not remove them. This is to make up for the loss they have suffered and in respect for the deceased. If they leave before the end of the year by their own choice, There will be no sin on either you or them for what they do with themselves in terms of their beautification. Allah is mighty, and none can overpower Him. He is wise in His planning and legislation. It should be noted that most commentators are of the view that the law contained in this verse has been abrogated by the verse. When someone passes away and leaves behind a wife who is not pregnant, it is the duty of these women to wait for a period of 4 months and 10 days.
وللمطلقات متاع بالمعروف حقا على المتقين.
Divorced women should be gifted something of clothing, money, etc. This is to make up for their emotional suffering because of the divorce. Such provision must be in keeping with the financial position of the husband, and it is a duty on those who are mindful of Allah by fulfilling His instructions and avoiding His prohibitions.
كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته لعلكم تعقلون.
As with the previous explanation, Allah explains these verses containing His limits and laws to the believers so that they understand and practice them, and so achieve the good of this world and the afterlife.
أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ خَرَجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ وَهُمْ أُلُوفٌ حَذَرَ الْمَوْتِ فَقَالَ لَهُمُ اللَّهُ مُوتُوا ثُمَّ أَحْيَاهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ.
Do you not know, O Prophet, about those who left their homes in huge numbers fearing death due to the plague or something similar? This refers to a group of people from the Israelites. Allah said to them, "Die," and they did. Then Allah brought them back to life to show them that everything is in His hands and that they have no control over any benefit or harm. Allah is gracious and bountiful to people. But most people are ungrateful for His favors.
وَقَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ.
Fight, O believers, the enemies of Allah, in support of His path and to promote His word. Know that Allah hears your statements and knows your intentions and actions, and that He will reward you for them.
مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرَةً وَاللَّهُ يَقْبِضُ وَيَبْسُطُ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ.
Who will act as a lender and spend his wealth in the path of Allah, willingly with a good intention, so that this may come back to him multiplied. Allah restricts and widens provision and health in accordance with His wisdom and justice. In the afterlife, you will return to Him alone and He will give you a reward for your actions. Beneficial points. The verses encourage people to guard the prayers and offer them perfectly by fulfilling all their essentials and prerequisites. If this is difficult, a person may pray in whichever manner is easy for him. Allah's mercy towards His servants is obvious, as He has explained to them His verses in a perfect manner. At times, Allah tests some of His servants by reducing their provision, and He tests others by giving them much provision. He does all of this in accordance with His absolute wisdom.